From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for The Voice. Tonight's host is Michelle Macedo. Joining Michelle will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Emily Harbert, Melissa Macedo, and DJ Jesse Janity. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip about The Voice. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, Michelle Macedo!
We're doing a special full-length AfterBuzz tomorrow at 9, but... speaking of today, what did you think? What was your first?
It was so awesome. First of all, Emily is awesome for being able to take me to The Voice.
You're welcome.
So great.
I was so happy to have you there.
And it was really fun. Yes. And obviously, everyone was amazing.
They were so good. We kept on being like, oh, no, this person can win.
Yeah.
This person will win. This person will. It's just like... you never know, which makes it so great.
Yeah, after every single performance, we were like, oh, that was awesome. They're definitely going to win. And let's see, who started first? Javier?
Javier went first. Javier, you said that so, like, exotically.
Javier.
Yeah.
What song did he do? Oh, they did their own
They did original songs.
Songs,
which I liked. It was very different. It's another separate thing from AI.
Yeah.
And do you know what? I like that it's four people at the end. So it's not like...
yeah.
It's just between these two people. And it's like 75...
I know.
30... 25 chance.
If you ask me
to do this... TV exclusive.
If you being stupid...
No, it was my totally, absolutely delayed reaction. I'm going to call to it because this is the whole AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Okay.
You guys in studio.
Okay.
Obviously.
Yeah, Javier, I love that. I thought that song was perfect for him. It was, like, very emotional, like, slow. I thought it was perfect. I thought every song was perfect for
the person.
Yeah, I thought they did really well.
And they had some big songwriters in there.
Yeah.
Like, Linda Perry, I know, is huge.
Rodney something. I don't know.
Really famous.
Yeah, really, yeah, who worked with Javier. But Javier, like... I think we both agree we liked his performance with Adam doing Man in the Mirror better.
I liked the duets.
Yeah,
a lot.
They were all so good.
Yeah.
And I mean, I didn't love Christina and Beverly's.
Well, because just, you like, mean Christina featuring Beverly, as
Christina,
Melissa said.
Yeah. And like what was interesting watching Javier and Adams was like Javier's voice overpowered Adam's.
I know. That's a thing. Like I would be nervous about if I was Adam. It's like...
because you're singing with somebody better than you.
Exactly.
But I think Adam, has accepted that.
Yeah. Because
his
voice
awesome.
Just doesn't sound like that, but it has its own style.
Yeah.
That obviously, he's not famous for sounding like Javier.
Yeah.
But he is super successful. And I totally forgot about Javier having a wife.
Yeah, and like, multiple kids and... craziness. So yeah, there that was fun. And then we were also with Vicky when Vicky and CeeLo's performance, they had their like little kids and we were with all of the kids and the parents backstage. We're talking about The Voice.
Hi.
Introduce yourselves.
Yeah, introduce yourselves.
Hello, I'm Jocelyn Davis and I'm very excited. No, sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. Sorry to cut you off. I am David Scifolitti.
Cool.
Hey, y'all.
Do you guys watch The Voice?
I watched half of the first episode, and I was a train wreck. A complete train wreck.
I have never watched it.
And I think it's a great show, and I have it all DVR'd.
Nice. Definitely.
You need to catch up.
Yeah, you need to catch up. Because
it's almost the finale.
It's the finale tomorrow. And we were talking about
like that show just started.
Yeah, they did it pretty... they didn't really expect it to be as huge as it has become.
Didn't they make it each episode longer, too?
Yeah. I don't think it was supposed to be 2 hours. And
they
added the result shows. But what's cool about it is everybody, like, from the beginning, they didn't really start with, like, people who were bad and people who were good. Like, everybody was really good.
So it's not like jokes on you.
Yeah, exactly.
And the first episode that I saw reflected that for sure. Were you at the taping today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw on Twitter, actually, and I was super curious, what was Christina wearing? Because one of my friends tweeted out something about, like, it was very boobalicious.
Yeah, she's always boobalicious on the show.
Oh, is she?
Why not?
Sometimes she's boobalicious.
She's kind of...
Oh, my God.
Wait, I just...
Grab that image.
Oh, my God.
Boobalicious is a word. It's a word.
Look in the Urban Dictionary.
It should be.
It is.
But she's always boobalicious. We agreed because she's kind of looked a little tranny. A lot of...
She's looked very, very, like, just... Yeah, she's like stripper-like.
Like, I mean, have you
Russian
seen...
Russian mail-order bride.
Yes, that's
she's
it.
Looked,
but have you
a lot
seen her
been...
otherwise in, like, the tabloid pictures? She's been looking really bad.
Some episodes, like, two episodes now, she's looked really good.
Good. Yeah, this one, she had darker lipstick. Mm. It's been the lipstick. When it's the bright red, it's bad. She had, like, a more, like, a maroonish, like...
Yeah, darker
color. And then one time she did a nude, which was better.
It looked so good.
And... Today, like, it was kind of, it looked like a, kind of a, like a jacket. It was like a jacket with like just a bra under it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Here's the cool thing to me is, like, once you're Christina Aguilera, you're like, I can do whatever I want.
That's
and
true.
Just rock it. I want to be at that place where I can just
she's kind
show
of
up in my Snuggie and be like, I'm ready.
We saw her at the end.
I love it.
We saw her at the end.
We saw it when we were leaving. She was leaving. And she was in her golf cart and she was like...
I love it. That's amazing.
I dream of that diva-like ways. She's been a witness to things, so it's no secret.
But you know what? It kind of works for the show because, like, all the guys kind of play off of it and, like, laugh about it and, like, it just works. It's like her being kind of bitchy and, like, making fun of the other guys works.
Yeah. You have one really strong female.
Yeah, sure she warrants that sort of behavior.
Because of the career that she's had, most definitely. So, but we were kind of joking around because all the four finalists did duets with their coaches.
Oh, how fun!
And only hers was she was the only one who did her own song.
Right.
So, what song was it?
Beautiful.
Oh, that's sweet. We count for each episode how many times she says "I" or this "I" count, and it is a world record.
Really?
She says "I" all the time. It's always about her, which is hilarious.
It's very Oprah.
Yeah.
Very Tyra Banks.
Very.
So, but she's good. I think she's good for the show.
Who's going to win the show, though? I mean, don't tell us. Don't spoil it.
That's the interesting thing is, like, we were talking about with all the other shows. It's like you're sitting there and it's like two people are left. So you're like, okay, it's this person or this person. Obviously, one's stronger than the other. With Voice, there's four people. And after each performance, we're like, okay, he's obviously going to take it. No, wait, she could slip in and take it. She could, wait, no, maybe it could be a surprise.
It's anybody's game, basically.
It's really anybody's
game. They're all so unique. Their voices are so unique.
Yeah, they're so different.
Really, they're all different styles. And in their own ways, they will be successful.
And who does the voting on the show? Is it the public like American
Idol?
Yeah,
well, only this episode, it's only the public. Like, the last one, or no. The one before, it was the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
It was the semifinals. Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm an idiot today. The semifinals, it was the coaches split up 100 points between their two contestants.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then they added the America's votes to that. And then the one before, America voted to save one person and a coach voted to save one person.
Each coach or just one coach?
Each coach.
Oh, wow.
Because they all have teams.
Right.
So my question is, do you watch American Idol?
I haven't in, like, ever. In 3 or 4 years.
You know, a lot of people feel like they can't make space in their life and their heart for another singing reality show because they feel like they're cheating on American Idol. So
We did Idol, the Idol after show on AfterBuzz, and Do you feel like you're committing adultery on another TV show?
I think it's past its prime.
Yeah, really? Okay.
I think it's had 11 seasons.
Yeah. Ten seasons.
Yeah.
And I think what we've heard from... Here, you take... All right, by the way, let's all introduce ourselves.
Can we all introduce ourselves? Okay, let's start with you.
By the way, so this is, again, this is an impromptu The Voice experience given to you by Emily Harbert and Michelle Macedo, who were live there.
Yay!
And they are joined by our Pretty Little Liars group, who are angrily sitting in because they just want to watch their show.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my gosh.
And we will do that momentarily. So last, we'll do another 2 minutes of The Voice experience, and then we will watch the Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah, but... What were we saying? Oh, about American Idol comparisons. Mm. The thing is, yeah, what you were saying, it's past its prime, and it's done really, really well. And also from what we've heard, X Factor is like watching American Idol 4 years ago.
Mm. Yeah, it's going to kill it. Honestly, I think it's totally going to kill all the competition.
So, or people could see it and be like, oh, wait, I've seen X Factor before. I've seen this before because this looks like it was Idol because it's Simon, it's Paula.
Yeah.
And so I think it's so different. And, you know.
Yes. And, you know, The Voice is really different because I think it's really interesting. And what intrigued me about the show was that the judges had their backs turned.
Yeah.
And then they made their decision off of that.
Yes, it's also
true.
Much more positive. They don't rip apart.
Yeah, they don't. It's not based on
ripping
people apart.
And Adam Levine, who's
oh, and he's on the show.
So
Reason
adorable.
Enough. Thank you.
Hello.
So I know he's so hot.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yes.
You were both there?
It's yes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Have you been to an American Idol finale before?
I have.
No.
No.
Did you feel the magic at The Voice finale that you would feel? Because I've been to American Idol finales before, and it's like... You're like on cloud nine. Like you want to be a better person.
I wish
you
were
so cool.
Yes.
Blowing in the wind. She's so
amazing. Covered up.
I love her.
She did.
She had some boobs though. With you know what?
It's always one body part.
I love it.
Here's the difference. This when the American Idol finale I went to was a result show. This wasn't the result show.
Oh, okay, so there's the difference.
So I can't really tell you that. And, I mean, I had fun at my American Idol experience, but, like, I'm so much more passionate about this show. Like, I'm so invested in it. Like, with every contestant, like, we're talking about it. We're like, okay, this person could win, this person can't win. Like,
the hell is I guess CeeLo
they're
wearing?
Like, I know.
Sunglasses.
CeeLo's wearing a red moo moo, all the good stuff.
Yes.
Save it for the show.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh, well, listen. Sorry. We have an impromptu voice.
We were put on the spot.
Does anyone else notice that Christina's the only one that has a red mic?
Oh, yeah.
Christina's
special. There's a lot of things like that.
Here's the thing.
Right? She had a different colored mic than everybody.
No, that's Christina's red mic.
Yeah.
It's like I don't know if you know that.
By the way, she deserves a red mic. It was just in the Hollywood Reporter. She gets paid $225,000 an episode.
And they get 75.
And they get 75.
Wow. I read that too.
Which, by the way, is definitely going to be changed next season after this.
Damn. Oh, we have Carson Daly.
Oh, yeah. I love Carson Daly. Can I just say that? I love him.
Does Carson make what Ryan Seacrest makes?
I don't think anybody in the world makes what Ryan Seacrest
makes. I know.
It was funny. Actually, in tonight's episode, Pitbull and Neo performed Give Me Everything.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there's that line, I'm an American Idol, I make money like Seacrest.
They bleeped it out?
They didn't bleep it out. And it's funny because on AMP Radio, they bleep it out.
Yeah.
So, but we were all pretty surprised. Crazy.
They bleep it out like it's a cuss word.
Well,
like
Carson Daly hosts on AMP Radio.
Well, by the way, everybody, we have to wrap it up. But tomorrow, we're going to finish it up.
Finals episode.
We're going to see who won. We're going to go more into depth about the performances at 9.
You're going to talk more about Christina's new weave?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nine Pacific. Everybody join us.
It's like a new wig.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty long and ratty.
She keeps it real.
She knows what she keeps real. She goes downtown. She goes to Santee Alley.
Yeah.
She gets a nice human hair wig.
And time for...
Xtina ain't going to Sandy.
Yeah. She is. She's from the hood.
She's higher class.
She's sending Christina Aguilera.
Maybe Britney goes to
Maybe.
And time for Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah, excited.
Woo. Are we watching it live?
See you guys later.
Are you leaving us?
Well, I don't know. I don't.
We lost a soldier. We lost Dana for tonight. So if you want to be her replacement, oh, we'd be happy
you're
to
totally
have you.
Welcome.
You are totally being wrangled.
But we are a ruthless group. I will have you know that. We are known
don't
to
worry.
Hurl insults, not at each other, but yeah. Obviously.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.